Blog Talk Radio.
I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is the calling, have you heard? Bring all the lovers to the fold. No one is gonna lose their soul. All my days I've been searching to find out what this life is worth. Through the books I've looked, through time I've searched. Love is my religion.
What's going on there, world? I just wanted to start you all off with Love is My Religion by Ziggy Marley. It's truly, it's kind of, not kind of exactly how I feel, you know. I grew up as a Christian, still am today. And, you know, when you get older, you go soul searching, you go trying to find out the truth. You're trying to figure out what was really going on. And, you know, I don't know whether I'm right, I don't know whether I'm wrong, but I do know that love is the answer to all ills, the cure to all situations. So, as a Christian, love is also my religion. Hope everything, your day went well. I hope you continue to have a good night. I just was thinking about before I went to bed and everything, about how life is just this, you know, give and take. It's always a thing for me. It's always been a give and take, especially as I get older. And it's the reason why I try to, like I said, show love and give love to people as much as I can. I mean, not every day is a good day. Not every time I'm going to feel like being generous or being nice, you know. But I try to do it as much as possible. I try to be selfishly unselfish. And what I mean by that is like I said, grew up Christian. And we're in a Christian household. It was really a house. I mean, I'm not going to come up with no, you know, scary story or come up with a messed up childhood. I was very fortunate to have a beautiful childhood and beautiful family. I mean, we had our problems, but not nothing that was traumatizing or anything like that. Even still, if I did have those moments, they didn't stand out. It was more love than anything else, and I'm always trying to express that. You know, the old saying of treat others the way you want to be treated. And you know, I've said this before, it's more like treat others how you want them to treat you. Not really how they would you expect them to treat, because if you treat people as if how they treat you, there's a good chance that you wouldn't be that nice to them. So it's more so just treat them that how you wish to be treated, not how they should treat you, you know, if any of that makes sense. So, you know, that's how I kind of grew up, just, you know, be nice, be generous, be kind, be respectful. And the thing about it is it's the whole nice guys finish last. Nice people get taken advantage of. And oh, I've experienced that 10 times over. It's a hard thing to do because I went through being nice and being really like happy-go-lucky kid. And then I got to about middle school where people start to see, because people, it's weird, people see that in a person, even in a younger age, they see it and they go, I can kind of take advantage of this. And it's not even a purposeful thing for most people. Like, most people aren't like sociopaths where it's I'm gonna, you know, plot and scheme and prey on you because you're nice and mild mannered. Mostly it's just natural. If somebody lets you get away with a little, and then you try to get away with a little bit more, and then you try to get away with a little bit more, and then you just keep building on it. It's just a natural thing. I've done it in my life. As nice as I try to be, this time, so I've taken advantage of people. I'm not a saint. You know, I'm not perfect. I just, you know, it just happens that way. You don't even notice you're doing it. And if you're purposely doing it, that's a whole nother story. Nice, you know, whatever the case may be, people take advantage of that. And it just, I started to resent the whole thing. Because it was natural. To this day, I'm like that, but it was a natural thing to want to do for people. And then I felt like, why am I being like this? I'm always ending up the best friend, or I'm always ending up the good friend. Like, the women don't take me seriously because they think I'm too nice. And why am I doing this? Like, well, I should be the mean. So I had a mean streak. You know, at the middle school, because I started to see how people are, like, trying to maneuver, especially when I got to high school. Middle school was, like, the beginning. High school, my freshman year of high school, man, it was like I was in a jail. I'm not even going to call the school out. That's a story for another day. That's not really the point. But freshman year of high school was, like, fighting. I had to fight almost every day just because people see it, and they're like lions, and they will rip you apart. Not literally, but, you know, mentally. So then, you know, I had to toughen up and knife, and, you know, through all my high school years, and I just started to go, why? Well, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to be mean to people. I'm going to take advantage of people, like they take advantage of me. And then I just said, you know, it might not be that bad. I shouldn't resent people, but still had it in the back. I just, like I said, it's innate. Even though I want to be selfish, and I'm a lot more selfish than I was growing up, but it's hard for me to continue to be, because every time I go out my way to be disrespectful to other people, and do things slick or illegal, or, I mean, like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not churchy, you know. I have my beliefs, but I'm never going to be perfect. I don't think anyone is. But at the same time, you know, I always was trying, I'm always trying to curb just the natural feeling of wanting to do. And then, that's as I was growing up. And then when I, you know, get a little older, because I still don't know everything and I never will, but I realized that you can be selfishly unselfish. Like, I had the natural feel and want to help others and be there growing up, but I felt silly because if you're really, really nice, like I said, people take advantage, or I'm being nice for a reason, and when, like I was saying, treat others the way you want to be treated, well, they weren't reciprocating that, like I mentioned, and then I was resenting being nice to people. And when, that's what I mean about being selfishly unselfish, is don't resent that. Be as unselfish as you possibly can be to other people, and show love and be generous and be kind and be giving no matter what they do. See, like I said, I grew up thinking that, hey, I gotta be this, I'm doing this, and I'm being nice, and this is the way people want, the way it should be, even though they're taking advantage of me. You know, one day they're gonna treat me right. That was the thing. Like, one day all this is gonna come back. One day, and then I started to go, this one day is not happening. But I didn't take into account how lucky I was in general. I just didn't realize I was getting, being blessed the whole time, so to speak, or coming up lucky, so to speak. And I didn't even notice it because I was too busy looking at what I thought my reward should be, even though I was already rewarded, if that makes sense. And so now that, you know, I've got a little wisdom, I go, I'm going to give regardless of what the results will be on the back end of it. I'll give because I want to give. I don't give because I want you to notice that I'm giving. And that's, I feel like those two things are two different things as well. Some people give because they want you to, like I said, they want you to notice it. They want everybody to kudos and give them praise and say that the humanitarian of the year and we need to change this world. And for me, it's not like that. For me, it's I want to do. So I do for who I'm closest to or who I care about or who I consider a friend. I have my own personal issues. So I'm not ready to save the world. It'd be nice to save the world, but, you know, I'm not ready. I'm still working on myself as a person to try to save the world. And I have all that. Like I said, I have personal things to take care of first. And my friends and my family come first. And so I'm selfishly unselfish in that way. I purposely give because it all comes back around. And I feel like if we, you know, it's cliche, it's typical, let's save the world, let's hold hands around the world, especially nowadays, right? You know, the craziest year probably ever. How are we supposed to know what the last pandemic was like back in the early 1900s? So I'm sure they thought that was the worst year ever as well. So, you know, we all in all for now, it's pretty bad to us. And with all this stuff going on, is the first thing we should be doing is loving each other. That's the first thing. Like I said, it sounds cliche, but it's true. It's very simple. We care, we give, we listen, we understand, we don't judge, we're here for each other as much as possible, and that's the way it should be. I have no answers when it comes to the racial injustice that goes on in this world to this day. I have zero answers for it. We could talk about it all day, but I don't have the answers. Somebody has the answers, I assume. But if there was a real answer to it, it would have been solved by now. So my answer is, you know, look, it's very simple. Know what you want, but I'm not going to get into all that. It's just more so being selfishly unselfish and having the world around you repay you in a way. Because I've noticed the more I give, the more it comes back my way. And that's the way it works. You be Scrooge, you be the Grinch, all you want. And you try to figure out why life is kicking you in the rear end and why is things so unfair and what's going on and I'm never catching a break. So have you ever taken the time to do for your family or do for friends or take care of people? Or listen, just listen. It's not always monetary. It's not always time. It's sometimes it's just sitting and listening to somebody talk about their day and taking yourself completely out of the equation. I know it's hard. We're prideful human beings. We want somebody to pay attention to us, and we want to feel like we're appreciated by the world around us. But if you just take the time to do for other people everything you want, I'm not going to say everything because I don't know. The things you want may start to come into play. Your life may start to turn around. And things aren't as hard and difficult and dramatic and all over the place and random as they once were. And maybe you like those things. Maybe to you, a lot of drama, a lot of problems, a lot of issues, a lot of worries give you something to look forward to. I don't know. Because I don't understand that. I like peace. the piece may seem boring or sound boring, but I'm telling you, it's not boring. It's a beautiful thing. I always want that. I always want to continue to try to have that. And the way that works for me is doing for others. Like I said, I'm no millionaire. I don't have money to just throw all over the place. But just to listen to people and to care about what people like and don't like and do for my family and my parents while I still have them, while they're still here, as much as possible. And my brothers, my good friends, well, that's what it really boils down for me. Because when you do that, everything kind of falls in line. And it doesn't, and like I said, when I was growing up, it felt like, what was the point? Like, I'm nice to this person. I gave to that person. I took that person to this place and listened to that person's story and told that female friend not to mess with that guy. She still went and messed with that guy. Why didn't she listen to me? What's the point? Nobody really cared. And that's the worst place to be in when you're trying to do for, because that means you're not really doing for others. You're selfishly being selfish. You know, you're trying to act like you're doing for others as if, you know, for a good cause, so to speak. Meaning, like, good cause meaning you just want to, out of kindness of your heart. That's what a front would be. Because if you give and nothing comes back, that means you're not really giving because you want to give. You're giving because you're expecting. You're giving because you're waiting for that big airplane of money to drop over you. And it's just, that's not going to happen. But if you take into account the very little things that we don't even appreciate, and that's when you're going to notice your life turning around. I don't know. I could be wrong. Probably wrong. Who knows? Maybe you give and you're generous and you're sweet to people and you look out for people and you do everything you can for everyone and you get nothing. Maybe that's how it works. But for me, it has never been that way. Matter of fact, the like I said, the more I give, the more my life gets the way I've always wanted it to be. It's just, what are you trying to get out of it? And I don't really, I just want the people around me to enjoy it. Because if they enjoy life, then they can be in a good space and good energy, and then I can feel the same way. Who knows? it sounds crazy, I know. But that's the only answer I can come up with all the injustice and heartache and headaches and deaths and sadness and rioting and looting and it's a lot going on. A lot going on. We need to have somewhere to just calm it all down and go somewhere or treat each other a lot better. I mean, that, like I said, that's the hippie, stereotypical, cliche thing to say, but it's just the truth. You know, you don't necessarily have to agree with me, but I feel in my heart of hearts that once we stop being so selfishly selfish, because if you, how could I put it? I have no problem with standing up and fighting and protesting, but do it because you truly want to help. But if you're doing it because you think it's cool, if you're doing it because you want people to see you, if you're doing it because it's the thing to do right now, then there's no point. You're wasting your time and everyone else's. And that's my personal opinion. That's, like I said, being selfishly selfish. Be selfishly unselfish and give and write and try to have laws passed and laws changed and have reform made and make a difference. And the way you can make a difference, going back to what I was saying, you know, I'm no one. I have no importance in this world. I'm just here trying to live like everyone else. But if I had a higher platform, I would speak out more to more people and talk to who I quote unquote know. All I can do is what I'm doing now is trying to spread love to people and try to be peaceful and try to give and care in my small circle of friends and people I know and people that I don't know. It's good vibes if you listen, and or if you don't listen, I don't, you know, it doesn't make a difference, but you can hear me, then I hope that everything goes well for you. That's the way I really feel. And whether you say, I don't really care for you, I don't know you, then that's fine. You can have that opinion and be on your merry way. That's fine with me. But I think in order to get some healing, we need to just treat each other like people. It's that simple. I've been saying it over and over. Just treat each other like people. I'm never going to stop giving to people. I'm never going to stop. Like I said, when I first started, I'm going to have days where I don't want to be bothered. I'm going to have days where I don't want to do anything for anybody. I just want to be a little selfish for myself. And you can't forget about yourself. They always talk about self-care, self-love. It's true. You don't want to forget about yourself. But you're not the only person in the world. Don't get caught in looking up at the trees and the skies and forget about people standing in front of you. Or looking down at the phone, right? And so don't get so stuck into your phone and forget about the world around you, especially in this super digital world we're in now. Like, everything's online, everything's Zoomings. And then the pandemic doesn't help with getting along and getting closer to people. I mean, you can do it in other means, but it's just not the same. Nothing is the same as being in person with someone and having a face-to-face conversation, even with masks on. Wear your mask and talk face-to-face just to see, because you miss so much through the Zoom meetings. You miss so much, especially through text. You miss so much. Just don't forget them. Don't get too locked in your phones and too locked into your computers and too locked into distractions, even books or any type of technology. I like games, so games and all that other stuff, TV. Remember, all of our energy kind of, this sounds all yoga-ish and hippie-ish, but we come with like one huge energy type situation. And the more positive things you have around you and positive people and situations and all that good energy you have, it helps you get through this thing, this life thing, especially now. So, you know, continue to be selfish, be unselfish. I'm telling you, it worked. It'll feel like you're wasting your time. Nice guys finish last. Nice people finish last. You know, what's weird is that for that statement, if you're being completely honest, if you're constantly nice to people, especially in like a business world or a competitive world, you're not going to finish first. But if you, and this sounds passive, but you take it how you want, if you decide to finish, then it's you. What does it first and last really mean? I mean, unless we're actually competing in the sport, then you wouldn't want to finish last anyway. But we're not competing in the sport, so what are you talking about, finish last? But that's a whole nother conversation for another thing. So be generous. Be nice to people. I'll say it again and again and again and again. Give to people. Go out your way, but don't stress yourself. Look out for others. But if they don't want your help, don't give it to them, because somebody needs your help. But don't be taking. Don't let anybody take advantage of you. When you have those moments, because I have them, when you feel like you're giving so much that there's no way it's coming back, keep doing it. Don't break your pockets. Don't lose all your money giving it to people. Because, you know, as much as we as much as money is the root of all evil, as they say, you still need it. We still run off of money, so don't give it all away. Do something. It doesn't have to be materialistic. It doesn't have to be money. Listen to people. Just call. I sometimes just call people. Talk to people about nothing. Support is very important. Giving is, like I said, is not always material. There's so many other things you can do to give to others. Open a door for somebody. Say a kind word. Like I said, if they don't want you around, then just keep it moving. Don't be mad at them for it. You never know what somebody's going through. Just continue to do what you can for anybody and everybody. Anybody that's willing. Anybody that's not, that's fine. You know, because there, you know, there's always going to be someone that needs someone else. So I will. Next time you see me, I'll be selfishly. Or next time you hear me or listen to me, when you see, I'll be selfishly unselfish somewhere. I won't be feeling it every day, but when I can. As a matter of fact, when times get hard for me, that's when I know I need to give more. I give more when I'm struggling, because that means I haven't given. I haven't been given enough. It's like when I start to struggle, that's when I start to push more out, more love out, because the universe, karma, God, whatever you want to call it, it comes back around, and it really will. It does every time for me, every time. So like I said, when I was younger, I was thinking, what's the point? And I didn't even realize how fortunate I was. I'm thinking that I'd be entertaining the manager, but in actuality, I had really good friends and family. I had really good insight, really good conversations, really good at everything, a lot of things. It wasn't perfect, but it still was really good. So I will continue to do that till my days, and hopefully other people can continue to spread that, and we can stop all this madness that's going on right now. It'll slow down. It'll get better. It won't always go away. If we continue to love each other and show love to one another, even on your bad days, it could make this life thing just a little bit easier to live.